Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Joel Abava is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Joel's back in the building. Joel is the president of Franchise Selection Specialists Incorporated out of the great state of Ohio, the beautiful city of Cleveland, where I was just last August and had a great time up there getting to know the folks in Cleveland and Joel, and he's here to talk to us about franchising. Joel, welcome back to the show.
Good morning from the rock and roll capital of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. How'd that happen, by the way? Have you guys ever had a real rock and roll band to come out of the out of Cleveland?
Well, I don't know.
Name one. Name one, Joel.
Michael,
name one.
The Michael Stanley Band.
Okay. Oh, take my breath away.
Yeah. Well, I knew I was going to get into that.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't run that at the flagpole without getting shot down. Joel, one of the things that's a little bit ironic about what I do. As you know, my job and my role in life is to help small business owners have the maximum opportunity to be successful. But ironically, one of the most important things I do is to convince some people not to go into business because they're just not ready. It's not something I wake up wanting to do, but it is part of my job, and that is to point out the areas where, look, if you're uncomfortable with this, if you can't handle this, you don't need to be a small business owner. You need to clock in tomorrow. Now, I know you help people all over the place, helping them understand the issues involving being a franchisee, buying a franchise, or maybe even become a franchisor. That's what you do every day. How often do you have an opportunity, are you required, ironically, to tell someone, you know what, this is not for you?
I'll tell you, Jim, the longer I do this, the less people that I am willing to meet face-to-face in
really?
My office. Yeah. Some of the typical folks I work with are downsized executives,
yeah.
Maybe $3 or $4 million net worth. That's a pretty good chunk of change.
Yeah.
And when we talk and get to know each other a little bit, some of them I won't even meet because maybe they're too entrepreneurial. Maybe these folks.
They can't have their coloring. They won't do their coloring inside the lines.
I don't feel they will.
Yeah. If you can't color inside the lines, you can't be a good franchisee.
Absolutely. If some of the questions I ask, if they're answering them in a way that I feel is, oh boy, you know what? I think this person is someone that's going to fight the system the whole way. I'll tell them, and I'll say, you know what, I think I just saved you a couple $100,000 because I don't think you're going to be happy because, of course, in a franchise, you're paying an upfront franchise fee for someone else's system.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not willing to follow that system, if you want to reinvent the wheel, if you want to do your own thing, franchising probably is not for you.
And you're going to have all kinds of brain damage as you and the franchisor butt heads and maybe even wind up in court.
Yes, and why would you want that kind of aggravation? I mean, if someone feels that being downsized from their $200,000 a year corporate job is a real emotional wake-up call, how about investing a couple $100,000 into a franchise system and ending up in court because you didn't follow the system,
right.
and they want you out?
My favorite story about coloring inside the lines is, I think I told you that maybe one time before, One of my favorite little franchises sells ham and sandwich meat and things like that. And one of the great things they have is a chicken salad. They have a wonderful chicken salad, and we'd go by there once a week and buy some of it. And it makes a great sandwich, as you know, at night when we don't want to cook. And so one day I came back and I said, "Hey, your chicken salad tastes different now. What'd you do different?" He said, "Oh, yeah, we used to make it with sweet pickles. Now we make it with dill pickles."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "How come?" He said, "Because that's what the franchisor said we had to do. That was the new recipe. They changed the pickles." I said, "But I liked it the other way." He said, "I'm sorry. I have to make it the way my recipe says." Now, I'm a good customer. I figured, you know, he'd mix me some up, right? Not happening.
Right.
Not happening. This guy drank the Kool-Aid, Joel.
Yeah. He sure did.
If you can't drink the Kool-Aid, if you're a franchisor, you got trouble, don't you?
You have big trouble. You better drink their Kool-Aid, not yours.
And see, that's the reason why I determined a long time ago, and maybe this is one of the smartest things I ever did, I determined that I would not be a good prospect for a franchise.
I was just thinking that.
You
aren't, because you like to invent your own things and lead other people. You would be a good franchisor.
Right.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Big
difference. It's like fish and fowl, isn't it?
Yes, it absolutely is.
So how do you come to this realization? How do you find this out about yourself?
Well, you have to look back on your professional life. And if you've had four or five jobs in the last 10 years, which a lot of the people that I do meet have had, you have to ask yourself, you know, was I the corporate guy or the corporate gal? Or did I always fight the system? Did I always come up to my manager and say, I have an idea, you know, 20 times a day?
Mm-hmm.
Or were you someone that was like, you know what, I'm making pretty darn good money. I'm putting bread on the table. The company, the culture isn't too bad. You know what, this isn't so bad. I'll just do what they asked me to do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to decide which person you are. And you know.
And don't you also, though, you know, just in case we're making it sound like it's pretty dull and mundane, it doesn't have to be that way. There are some entrepreneurial things you can do with regard to marketing, can't you?
I was just going to say, the marketing part, you are always welcome to be creative. Find a different way to go to market.
Right.
That's okay.
So you can vent your entrepreneurial juices that way.
Exactly. Follow the operations manual, but do some creative things to get customers in your door or to find customers. Because remember, franchising is a selfish relationship. The franchisor wants and needs you to be successful so they can make their money on the royalty fees. So it's always about money.
Right.
Yeah. And it's a selfish thing for you because you want and need the franchisor to do what they say they're going to do so you can reach your personal goals. So in a perfect world, which it's not, it's a win-win for both parties. It's a
right.
True partnership.
Joel, give us your website, please.
www.theohiofranchisecenter.com.
Theohiofranchisecenter.com. Quick break, 20 after. Joel Abava is our guest. He and I will be right back. We come back, I'm going to ask Joel about some of the... What's the landscape for franchise look like out there? And we'll do that right after these messages. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen.
And I so still.
One man, one guitar. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I love that song. I can't help it. That's just incredible. If you've ever seen him make that performance, do that performance where he does the Big Love song, just him and his guitar. Is there a better guitar picker in the world than Lindsey Buckingham? I don't know who it is. Welcome back. We got Joel Abava. I don't know if he likes Fleetwood Mac or not, but he probably does.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
Wait a minute. You're from the rock and roll capital of the world,
that's
Joel.
Right.
So
I,
you got to love that, right?
I got to love that. Jim, I just watched that 2 weeks ago on my DVD my wife got me.
Isn't that great? I got to get
that.
I saw it on television, but I don't have the DVD. My maybe somebody who loves me will buy that for me. You know, maybe if they're
yeah.
listening. Maybe they're listening or something now.
Jim, he doesn't even use a pick.
Oh no, he does it with his fingers.
I've never seen
anybody play the guitar the way he does. Now, I own a guitar. I've been playing guitar for a long time, but not very well. But the way he picks the guitar is I've never seen anybody do it that way. And
you're
I've seen
right.
a lot of. I mean, I do some finger picking. I've seen a lot of great finger pickers, but holy mackerel, that's the best I've ever seen. What's that got to do with franchising? There's got to be a franchise segue in there somewhere, Joel.
Yeah, there is, I'm sure.
Are there any guitar franchises out there? How about that?
not that I know of. It's funny, we were just talking about our children, and you were asking me, you know, what kind of trends are going on, and what kind of things are... You know what? The thing that is growing every year, are these learning centers, tutoring.
What was the one that I used to know a lot about?
Was it Sylvan?
Sylvan, that's it.
Yep. I met the gentleman that started that. Great guy.
I had a friend who had one of those franchises. He was very happy with it.
You know, Huntington Learning Center, Sylvan, those guys are the big boys. And the growth keeps going and going and going upward because the homework is getting tougher.
Are you seeing a lot of teachers retire and do this?
No, you know what? And this is something that you can relate to. When I try to find people for this type of opportunity and place them, I'm not looking for teachers. Hmm. I'm looking for management folks that can network in the community that will hire teachers.
Because teachers might not necessarily have the marketplace acumen that they need.
Or the desire.
Not dissing teachers at all. This is just a right peg in the right hole kind of thing, right?
Right. They might love and have passion about teaching, but they might not love and have passion about the marketing aspect and the book work.
That's what happened to my friend. Mm-hmm. He was really good at delivering the product, but he wasn't good at developing the business.
You have to keep developing it every day. You're a business development manager.
Is that one of the myths that people have about franchises, Joel, that they think when they buy a franchise, they can just open the doors and the people will come in?
Yes, and a lot of people get disappointed.
And lose a lot of money.
Sure they do. Because the franchisor will be there for the grand opening and will provide training and 24-hour support in most cases, but they're not going to hold your hand every day. You have to show up and do the work.
You know, one of the things that small business owners learn real quick, Joel, is the cool thing about being a small business owner is you only have to work half days, and you can choose which 12 hours you want, can't you?
And that's
after you get things going pretty well. Otherwise, it's about 20. But my point is that's where franchising, being a franchisee, is very similar to starting a business from scratch, isn't it? You get to work all you want.
That's right. You do get to work all you want. I mean, I don't know about you, but I work every waking hour, at least in my mind. I'm always thinking of ways to market, ways to do new things technology-wise, mm-hmm. like you've done on your website. I'm always thinking about new things.
Well, and the thing is, you know, I have people who accuse me of being a workaholic, but I don't think I am because I enjoy what I do. I love what I do, and I don't forsake my health or my family in the process.
And sometimes it's easy to cross over that line.
Well, it's a fine line between your business and your personal life when you're in business, and it's the same for franchisees, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is.
I mean, these are areas where being a franchisee you're not going to get any slack just because you're a franchisee. You're still going to have to work really hard. This is not a business in a box that you're going to open up and add water, and all of a sudden you become rich.
And a lot of people think that. You know, sometimes it takes years to get profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
I see a lot of franchisees out there that I know, and they have good businesses. They have a good business model. I do business with them. I like their products, but I see them working awfully hard.
Yeah, and there are businesses like that. And the food industry is probably the one that has the most hours. And most people like the idea on the outside of hanging their own shingle, maybe a franchise shingle, and owning a restaurant. But they don't know that it's 15, 16 hours a day.
God bless those people who have food franchises, or anybody who's in the food business. God bless them. Why would they do that?
Because that's what they think when they think franchising.
Yeah.
Because food franchises are the largest segment of franchising and the most visible, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay for the right person. But if you want a restaurant just because you've always wanted a restaurant, be careful.
I had someone say once the reason they wanted to go into the restaurant business was because they liked people. I said, well, here's where you're confused. People are not the same as the public.
That's right. If you think you're going to be going out and networking and shaking hands during lunch hour,
right.
You're not.
Not happening. Hey, give us that website again.
TheOhioFranchiseCenter.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. Hey, thanks, Joel, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good buddy Mark Mayberry. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.